fall-seeded cover crops, which overwinter, offer numerous benefits to the system, reducing erosion potential, contributing above and below ground biomass, as well as early season weed control. But cover crops growing in the spring before a cash crop must be managed. Overwintering cover crops such as rye or triticale can be fast growing and will be using moisture. Mitchell area farmer Craig Staley says in a dry year that cover crop should be terminated early. But when moisture is abundant, cover crop growth is a plus.
So sometimes, you know, like in a wetter spring, that rye really helps you because you can kind of use it to keep your fields from getting oversaturated with water and makes it better to plant.
Planting green into a standing cover crop works well for soybeans, but if planting corn into a grassy cover crop, termination a week or two ahead of seeding may be wise.
The carbon to nitro ratio makes it so that there's some nitrogen tie-up. Keep that in mind. You might want to make sure you either put some down by the row or else make sure you broadcast maybe a little extra right away.
Terminating a cover crop in spring is mostly accomplished with herbicides, although using a crimper roller is feasible when the cover crop is taller.
You don't want to kill it like 2 or 3 days before because then it'll turn rubbery. You know, it's like half dead when you plant it, so it's rubbery and sometimes it's hard to seed through it. The knives won't cut it good. So you either probably want to terminate it like at least 6, 7 days before or wait a few days after.
Staley advises keeping an eye on spring cover crops as they can grow quickly when weather warms, potentially overshooting the window for proper termination. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota No-Till Association.